Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you guys for calling in and holding on as long as you have. And what I'm going to say is keep holding, because we're going to get to you to the sequence and what you called in on. And there's a lot of you out there, and we're going to get to as many of you and hopefully as all of you as we can. My name is Stephen, Dr. Stephen Harefield. I'm an intuitive coach, and I'm here with a very special lady and very special guest, Ms. Sue Rosewood. She's an international psychic and medium. So we're both going to do or offer insight for you and whatever you ask us. Sue will always have the lead, and if there's anything that I sense that might be being overlooked, I'll add that. But before we get into the show, I'd like to introduce people to some of my books and who I am. I'm an author, international speaker, and as I said, an intuitive life coach and mentor. I am an author of A Metaphysical Interpretation of the Bible, which is what everything religion does not want you to know, and it might be worth the read. The second book is, and I know you're all antsy and want to get in with Sue, and we're going to do that in a moment, is Know What Tomorrow Brings, which brings forth the knowledge of all 12 karmic principles and how they operate and how people can use them. Also, I'd like to talk about my lovely bride, Karen. She's a yoga instructor here locally in Reno, Nevada. And if you're looking for an incredible traditional yoga instructor, I would say check her out. That being said, I'm here with a very special lady, Sue Rosewood. And Sue, you might want to start off up front with how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you my cell phone number, which you can call and make an appointment with me for a reading or whatever you'd like for me to help you out with, and that's 530-277-6863. And I also have a website. It's CathRosewood.com, and thank you very much for having me, Stephen. I really appreciate it. I haven't been doing this for that long, but I've had it in me my whole life. For the past 5 years, I've been doing aura readings mainly where I look at the energy in your auric field, and I see what are called mental image pictures, and they relate a lot to what's going on in your life. It's actually what your spirit wants you to know about what's going on. And I like to do empowerment readings. I like to be able to share creativity that you have and can express. I think that's a very important thing. So
indeed,
with that, I look forward to this. It's one of my favorite things to do is answer questions, and I'm feeling pretty good tonight.
Caller from 817, what's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Yeah, my name's Brandy.
Brandy, welcome to the show, and you're here with Sue, and thanks for waiting so long. Gosh, you got in before the show ever went on the air, so I'm surprised you're not taking a nap.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. So what question do you have for Sue?
Yeah, I was just curious if you had any messages regarding career.
Career. Can you say your name one more time for me, please?
Yes, my name is Brandy.
Brandy. The picture that I'm seeing is of actually looking up above you, and it feels like a spiritual kind of thing. Actually, I don't know. It feels like I'm getting some kind of a sense of you being called from spirit.
Hello?
I don't know exactly what it is that you do, but it feels like it's more of a spiritual calling nature to me.
What do you do, Brandy? Brandy,
hello?
What do you do? Yes, do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. What is it that you do professionally right now?
Right now I'm in insurance.
You're in insurance. Well, no, actually, when you listen to what Sue said, it is a higher calling, but
mm-hmm.
that's not necessarily the path for you to take, because we all already know you're not necessarily satisfied, and you're looking for a sense of more fulfillment, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
The suggestion is you're looking only at the material side of things. And I think what Sue is suggesting is for you to look to higher things, and that the universe will take
care. Oh, okay. I didn't really hear what she said. The phone shut down, and I didn't hear anything she said. So sorry.
Okay. No. But am I making sense in my interpretation for you right in this moment?
I just got another kind of hint that you might want to look at something like Stephen was saying, that it might not be more money right now, but it will evolve into something. So if you're looking at something that, you know, you're thinking is not quite materialistically what you want, but that's what I'm seeing for you, that to look more for what's something that means something to you than for the money.
I have a
website that I've been working on for a while, and I've thought about doing some things with it, so
then go in that direction. You are about mm-hmm. to go through a shift, and that shift is going to take you into a new totally direction. Besides, you're really bored with the idea of materiality, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think you put up with it because you, or we have to, because it's the material world, but I think you're starting to look in a different dynamic. Does that make sense?
I mean, kind of.
I'm
about to have to get a new apartment, things like that, so I have to live in the material world, unfortunately.
Well, we all do, and we tend to think, Brandy, that spiritual world and material world are two different things. The truth is
mm-hmm.
no, they're not. They're one and the same thing. We just separate them.
Right.
The reason you've been having difficulty in the insurance industry is because you don't necessarily care for it. You know it, I know it, and it's the universe's way of saying it's time for you to move on.
Actually, ultimately, you can do more when you're when you like something that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to be more successful. Without a doubt.
Well, she's
right.
going to be. Right now, you don't necessarily see that, Brandy, but you're going to be okay. And right
uh-huh.
now, yes, the move is necessary, but yes, it's also necessary for you to move in your professional career. It's almost, to me, it's like insurance is a thing of convenience. But
hello?
Can you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yeah, it's going in and out.
Oh, sorry about that. That's up to the network, and because I'm hardwired, which means I'm directly connected to the phone. So it's unless the AT&T is getting goofy, but that's possible. My point is that right now you're doing soul searching, looking to understand where Brandy is. Well,
uh-huh.
Brandy's okay. She's going to be okay, and you're going to end up doing just fine. Right now is your question. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Brandy.
Is there anything else?
I don't know if y'all see any love coming my way, or I don't know if that's it's not anything that y'all would even see.
Any what?
Love?
I'm sorry. Love?
Right.
Love. Yes.
Yeah, me too. I did see something.
What'd you see?
I thought some kind of white energy, just like over your shoulder, over your right shoulder, but it felt like it was right around the corner. Not somebody that you know, though.
I'm not from what?
Like, not someone
so
what, that you
what,
know.
What you, what, all right, hold on, Sue. What she's saying to you is there's a relationship that is right around the corner for you, and it's not quite there yet, and it's not someone that you know. And the other thing I'm going to say to you is you stop being fearful of relationship, because your fear of relationship is what confines you. Does that make sense?
I've been staying single, trying to work on myself for years now. I think that's what I needed to do.
Well, instead of working on yourself, just allow yourself to be yourself. Then that way, there's nothing to work on.
Right.
And to also let the book around, too.
all right, but your biggest thing, Brandy, is learn to allow for vulnerability.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have other callers, so
thank
you for calling, and appreciate it very much.
Hello?
Hello, caller from 708 area. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Amala.
How do you say it?
It's Amala.
Amala.
Yes. You said it perfectly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you Hindi?
Yes, I'm Indian. Yep.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the name, Amla, it's a wonderful fruit filled with vitamin C, which means health.
That's right.
So, do you have a question for Sue?
I do. I'm actually wondering about my relationship, love life, myself. I feel like I'm ready. Yeah.
The first thing that I saw when I heard your name was like floods of tears coming out of your eyes. It feels like there's a lot of emotion and a lot of need to release.
Okay.
It feels like you're not sure what to do either.
What do you mean by that? I'm confused.
It just feels like you need to release a lot more from this relationship still, for some reason. Like you're not finished, but I just get a sense of a real need to release. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, because I'm not in a relationship.
Huh.
You haven't been in a relationship for a while.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I think the reason is because of I think what Sue's attempting to suggest is you're holding yourself back from doing that. It's like you don't trust it, you don't trust relationship, or you don't trust men. Which is it? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure because I've done so much release work. I mean, the biggest thing for me is forgiveness for myself and forgiveness for what's been fired in the past.
Because that's really a lot what I was seeing with the tears coming from within you of release.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I was totally seeing. A picture of, you know, the tears coming out of your eyes for release.
Okay.
And being stuck, I guess you were stuck in the relationship with yourself.
Yes.
Because that's what I saw, was that you weren't really ready to let go of that yet, though. That you really need to still keep releasing.
Yes. I'm cleansing a lot lately.
But you are getting into that position to where you're getting yourself ready for a relationship, Amma.
Okay. Okay.
So allow yourself to experience what you're experiencing and do it without regret. And speaking of that, you haven't made any mistakes in your past. You're looking too much at your past.
That's right. I'm letting it go completely. And
good.
That's
exactly what Sue is talking about. Is that release through that level of emotional value within you. You just haven't experienced the relationship that you're going to yet, and that's just a simple thing. It just hasn't come in.
Do you think do you see this coming in this year, soon, or, I mean, just wondering.
What do you see, Sue?
It feels like you've got about a ways to go, like 6 months is what they told me, 6 months.
What I get is within the year, and that's not this calendar year. It just means within the next 12 months. Your biggest thing is going to overcome the idea of trust. Learn to trust yourself first, and then you can trust the next person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. Yep.
All right, lovely one. Amla, I love the name and I love the fruit.
thank you.
Blessings. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Caller from 857. You've been on hold for a while. What question do you have for Sue?
Hi. This is Annette. Can you hear me? Hi, Sue.
Hi.
How
are you doing, honey?
We can
hear
you.
Good. I can hear you.
Good.
Okay. That's good. My question is in regards to a friendship with a gentleman by the name of Alan. And I'm not sure if... Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't think Steven?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I guess everybody can hear everybody.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Sue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have two people on or one?
Yes.
No. All right, everybody, we're fine. There's three of us on here. There's Steven, there's Sue,
and
there's
Annette.
You.
Okay. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah.
Yes. What is it you would like to know?
Well, I'd like to know if I should move forward in this friendship. I'm having some hesitation in regards to his behavior sometimes. And I don't know if it's because I'm jealous. I don't know. His name is Alan.
Alan, and your name is Annette?
Yes.
The picture that I'm seeing is kind of you riding on a tricycle, and is he immature? It feels like you're kind of having to work around this immaturity.
Yes. Tricycle.
It's
like that.
It's a big tricycle. No.
Yes.
You're
right.
I get a real sense that he kind of does what he wants and he kind of gets away with it. It feels like a 2-year-old almost. But that's the information that I'm getting. So it's all a matter of whether or not, you know, you want a child in your life.
No.
But I think you know that. And I also get a sense that he isn't always that way. lots of times he's not that way, but when push comes to shove, it feels like he goes into two-year-old mode. So that's what I'm seeing for you.
You're muffled a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Steven?
Yes. Annette?
Yes.
She's talking about what she senses and sees is his childishness, his smallness, if you will. I'm changing a few words from what Sue said. And he would rather rely on you, blame you, than accept his own personal responsibility. Does that make sense?
What doesn't make sense is what is it that he would need to blame me for?
His mother.
His mother?
Yeah. He sees you somewhat as his mother.
Oh, my God.
Why else would he act as a child?
Yeah.
Annette, you're a wonderful lady. This has nothing to do with you, so don't go there, okay? You are a nurturer, and you are a healer. And when it comes to relationships, you look for relationships where you can nurture. And then sometimes you're going to run into a person that hasn't been weaned from the mother. And he seems, at least at this point in time, to be that. And the question for you is do you really care for this person? If you do, and I know you do, it's worth having a conversation with, letting him know that his behavior is pouty. How about if I say that? P-O-U-T-Y, pouty.
Pouty.
Where he pouts a lot, you know, it's like sticks the bottom lip out.
Like tantrum.
Yeah. Emotional tantrum, you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, he whines.
Okay.
He whines a lot about his life and woe is me and I'm having a bad day, and it's like, and we're just friends. It's actually turning me off to him, where I'm at a point where I just don't want to be around him.
All right. When you first met him, you had a sense that said to you, don't go there. Is that correct? When you first met him, think back. When he first wanted to go out with you, there was a level of resistance.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, there was a part of me that just didn't have a connection with him. It was like,
yeah,
I didn't feel anything for him.
All right. Okay. Annette, that was your intuition saying, don't go there.
Yeah.
And you decided to go there so you could find out why you didn't need to go there.
Yeah. And now I know why I didn't need to go there.
Yes. All right. But I'm glad I didn't go all the way there. Well, of course you got to go all the way there.
But you learned a lesson, too. You learned a lesson also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why you had to go there.
Yeah.
All right. So now you know. Yeah. Now, does that mean dump him? No, he is, forgive me, Sue, but there's a side of him that's really intriguing to you. And there's a side of him that seems to be really sensitive that he seems to be afraid of. Is that right?
Afraid of, or doesn't
know how to handle.
Oh, he doesn't.
Right. Him.
Doesn't.
Not you.
I'm sorry. He doesn't know how to handle what?
His vulnerable side.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so
and he
that
acts
means
childish
they're...
when he becomes vulnerable.
Yeah.
When he starts to open up, I notice that, and this is interesting, I notice that when he starts to open up and he starts to get a little bit closer to me, that's when it's almost like, oh, I'm getting too close, so I need to somehow make her somehow let her know that she doesn't have me or I'm not interested in her. So I'm going to,
have
you know, flirt with other women, you know, while I'm having a conversation with her.
Would you like to understand what he's doing?
Do I understand what he's doing?
No. Would you like to understand what he's doing?
Yes, I would.
I could tell you point blank. What he's doing is he's noticing that he really cares for you, and he
mm-hmm.
becomes intimidated. So what he wants to do is do something that's going to intimidate you just to see if you really love him.
You're right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know that sounds weird, but that's exactly what he's doing.
Yes.
So when he's doing those sorts of things, he's actually, this is going to sound weird, he's actually complimenting you because he realizes his feelings for you, which he's afraid of. That's the weird part.
No, actually, it kind of makes sense. It does make
awesome.
Sense because what the two of you are seeing is the light bulb's going off in my head, because when I saw him interacting with another female and she was touching him, he looked over at me.
Yep.
And they were laughing and giggling.
Yeah.
I just totally ignored
yep.
it and went about
yep.
and doing my own thing.
And I'm kind of seeing that he has kind of a checklist that he kind of goes through to see if you pass that test or not, and it is a compliment because he's really thinking more seriously, and that's
yep.
not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
So
it's the way he's doing
it. How many
doing
checks
it.
Do I have on the checklist? Can you see?
actually, Annette,
I have none, right?
Annette, no, actually, you have all of them, and that's what
oh,
he
geez.
Can't believe. No, here's why.
Okay.
You
I like
tell me if I'm off
I like
base.
The two of you perspective together. It's good.
Okay. Well, thank you. Annette.
Yes.
He has a feeling that he's not lovable, so what he has to do is test it to see if a person actually loves him, because he feels
okay.
he can't be loved.
And he doesn't
really...
want you to leave him.
Right. No, he doesn't. And he's afraid that you're going to.
He's afraid that I am.
Yeah.
So he flirts with other women. He has them touch him and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So he can reel you back in.
Oh.
Because of his fear.
That's kind of a 2-year-old mentality, though, because it's a kind of, you know, I
it's
want
tricycle.
It, but yeah,
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yes. So when he feels vibrationally, when he energetically feels me moving away from him, he
yes.
does something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He is in more pain than he puts you in. I can tell you that.
He has
oh
a lot
gosh.
To think about.
Yeah.
So basically, what should I do?
Go ahead.
How do I handle this? Because this is a man. This is a man. This isn't a child. This is a man.
No, this is a, yeah, okay.
A man child, whatever.
Yes. A man child. I love it. That's great.
How old is he? How old is he? I just thought it
was
26.
He's
26.
26.
Mm-hmm.
He's. Go ahead, Sue.
There's potential. He's young, actually.
There is, but potential, always remember in that. Potential is potential.
Yep.
All right.
That's
and
right.
As long as it stays as potential, it's going to stay that way. Now, my suggestion is just have a loving, heartfelt conversation with him, that he doesn't need to be insecure with you. If you love
yeah.
him and you care for him, then you love him and you care for him. If he gets the point, cool.
Right. That's
Does
true
that
because
sense?
It always. Oh, it makes perfect. You, the two of you make perfect sense. The light bulbs are going off in my head. And
good.
The thing is that it's like I sense that it's like we've never gone out. We've never gone out on it. We've never gone out. He's even intimidated by that.
Yes. You are everything. All right. You are everything he's ever wanted in a woman, and yet he's afraid to address it and say, "Yep, that's her."
Yes.
That's his fear. Yeah. So he loves you, but he's afraid of it at the same time.
Yes. Because I felt that today he wanted to ask me out. And he hesitated. I sensed that that's what he wanted to do, but he didn't go forth with it. And
because
I feel like I'm a frog sitting on a lily pad waiting for the fly.
No, what he was afraid of was you telling him no, which means he was afraid of rejection.
Oh, my God.
That's his fear.
Yeah.
No, that's his fear. That's not yours. And that,
okay.
I'm Stephen, and you're talking with Sue. If we can do anything for you, let us know. And,
oh, my gosh. You've done more for me. Now I understand. I didn't understand before. You, the two of you made it so clear.
Good. Love
Good.
It. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Both of you. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys should do a tag team again. This is good.
No, we do it all the time.
It's very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Many, many
You're
blessings
welcome.
To you. Many blessings. I'll keep
Same
you posted
you.
When we get married.
Oh, there you go. Caller from 708. Where are you calling from and what's your first name? Hello, 708. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
And
Hello.
Your first name and where are you calling from?
Delphine, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois, and your name was again?
Delphine.
Delphine. Awesome.
Delphine.
So how can? Yeah. Delphine, Sue.
Okay.
Delphine, what can Sue answer for you?
I was seeing. Asking if you see any new relationship coming up for me.
Okay. Can you say your name again one time for me?
Delphine.
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 Did you get it, Sue?
Yes. Yes, I'm taking a look here. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
The picture that I see is of you kind of looking down and not looking up. So I get a sense that you haven't really been, like, letting yourself be seen or see anybody.
Yes.
And it feels like the picture also that I see is of you kind of being stuck in the same place. And it feels like you don't really get to anywhere where you can meet anyone. So it just feels like you kind of shut yourself off for some reason. That's the sense that I get. And that if you opened up and looked up, that there's actually... it looks like a whole village around you. But I just get, that's the picture that I'm getting. I just get a sense of you not really looking around, but you're looking at the ground. Do you see anything else, Stephen?
Well, looking at the ground to me means holding yourself back. So, Delphine, the first thing I would say is remove your boundaries. You might be limiting yourself too much. I realize you have high standards, and I think you should, but with putting up boundaries can really limit things, and it's like you're limiting yourself And it's also like you're not putting yourself in the position to meet somebody. It's kind of like you expect them to find you. Does that make sense?
Hello?
Hello, Delphine.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you
I have been going out, but not as much, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say going out, you're not a party animal. So I'm not talking about going out to have cocktails and things like that, because that's not your speed. Your speed is more one of calmness, if you will, clarity, if you will, openness, if you will, and I don't know how else to put this other than smoothness. And you aren't putting yourself in any of those positions to do just that. Does that make sense? You're asking about a relationship, but you're not necessarily putting yourself in the position to allow for one.
I kind of get a sense of that. Have you been doing online dating at all? Have you been doing that?
No, I've been on a few sites, but that was it.
Because it seems to me that that's not the way for you to go,
right.
that you need
right.
to be outside.
Right. I would agree.
It's
online.
You need to be outdoors, even. And it feels like that you could meet somebody outside. Do you live in a rural area, or are you in a city?
I'm in the suburb of Chicago, outside.
In the suburb?
What suburb of Chicago? Rush Street.
Suburb of Chicago, Calumet City.
Calumet, I know where that is. I used to live in Libertyville and worked in Chicago for quite a while. So I know where Calumet is. The difficulty is if there's a difficulty, is you're not necessarily, quote, a party animal. And you don't go out to go do that. And when you do go out, it's with friends. And understand something. If you're out with friends and there's, like, three ladies at a table, the odds of a male approaching the table is pretty slim. So my point is putting yourself in a position to where you can meet people. The other thing is you have a hesitancy with vulnerability. Does that make sense? You don't like being vulnerable.
That's
and
true.
That lack of willingness for vulnerability is one of the things that's getting in your path. It's getting in your way. So I would say learn to let that go, because if for no other reason, that comes out of your history. It comes out of your past. And that's something that's already occurred, which means it can't occur again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So now it's just a matter of learning to trust it. Delphine, is there anything else we can answer for you?
Well, when do you see a job coming for me? Because I've been out of work for a month now.
Go ahead, Sue.
I actually am seeing that it's kind of a period of really regrouping for you. And it feels like a time of not very long, though. It feels like a couple of months. Is what I'm seeing, but to not push yourself, to not stress about it, because it really seems like it's a time that you need to think about a lot of things. So I hope you can enjoy it.
This is about downtime, Delphine. I get about another 45 days. And time frames, candidly, time frames for me are really tough because there are so many variables.
I was kind of seeing a similar time frame.
Okay.
I was seeing that too.
Okay. So roughly about 45 days. So in this next 45 days, I would tend to say, hey, you may as well put your feet up, have a cocktail or two, and relax instead of worrying about it. Because it's going to be it's going to be around the tail end of September is when you'll be back to work.
But it'll be worth waiting. It'll be worth waiting for, though, it feels like.
Yeah,
it
would say.
Okay, because I've been putting applications out for education.
I would say continue that path, but know that it's going to be around the end of September before you actually become employed again, and it should be in that field. Do you think, Sue?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm going to be happy, right? Correct?
Yeah. Like,
as long,
teaching?
As long
are you doing teaching? Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a social worker, and I was working at a hospital at a psych facility.
All right. Don't look to the outer world for your happiness, and yes, you will be. Be happy because of who you are and be fulfilled in what you do. You help people, and that's what you came in this world to do. Does
that
make sense?
Yes, that makes
all
me
right,
happy.
All right, Delphine, thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hello?
Caller from, you must be using Skype.
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hi, this is Jane. I'm calling from Canada.
Canada. Well, welcome.
From
Canada.
Where?
Canada.
From Canada. That's
wow.
Me.
Well, Sue, I told you we had an international audience. So, what can Sue help you with? What can we help you with?
I'm just wondering what you can pick up as far as what's coming up for me at work.
I get changed.
Can you say your name one time for me?
Sure, it's Jane.
I'm sorry.
Jane. Tarzan,
yes.
Jane.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it feels like a whole different outlook. It feels like a whole different change of scenery. The picture that I see is of you, like, coming to a clearing in a forest, and it's like an epiphany of something completely different. So if you're thinking about doing something totally different, that's what I'm seeing, that you should be brave, because it feels like that it's, you know, like it's your light shining through. Are you thinking about a new endeavor?
Yeah, I need to move on to something new. I'm not happy where I'm at right now. I feel as though, like, there's someone in particular that's trying to make me quit. And I don't know if you can pick up on that.
Oh, yeah.
I
do.
A male at work. Yeah, and he's really, like, and what, why, like, what, you know, why is he doing this?
May I, Sue?
Yeah, I'm
He's stepping in with the intention of driving you off. He's actually intimidated by you.
Okay.
He feels you are better than him and can accomplish more. I think that's the driving force, but I think its purpose is to put you in the direction that you prefer to go in. You are a helper of people. You prefer interacting with people on a different level. What do you do professionally? You work with people now, right?
Yeah, I work in an office.
Okay, but what do you do for the office?
I work in a call center, actually.
In a what?
In a call center.
A call center.
In a call center?
A call
right.
center.
You're right,
yeah.
A call center.
Yeah.
No, that's... That's not your path.
Yeah, I know that. I want to get out. I want to do something.
All right, no, you will.
And
you will when you gain confidence in yourself. And I'm going to say something totally weird because I don't know what this means. You will do it when you gain confidence in yourself and your ability. It's like you do not trust your ability, and I don't know what that is yet.
Well, the problem is where I'm at. I feel like, especially that male that I'm talking about, I'm being undermined by him. Like, you know, I just feel like I'm being pushed out.
I totally saw the picture that I saw was of him, like, driving a screw up into you. So he's trying to screw you up. I mean, he's trying to screw you up with...
But what? Why? Why is he doing this? And, like, you know...
Insecurity. Insecurity.
And for his... For his own, you know, promotion. He's...
Yes.
He's doing it for himself.
Well, he did get promoted just recently. So, I mean, I've been with the company over 10 years. He's only been there for just over 2 years. And he's kind of toned it down, but he's still undermining me. And he's doing this with managers and supervisors and, you know, superiors.
Yep.
And, you know, and I mean, I would go to HR, but, you know, because he's been promoted and he's got all the managers, supervisors back, you know, I don't think, you know, I'll be hurt, you know, our HR department, I don't know, would... do anything.
They won't.
Yeah.
But it's because the universe wants you to quit. It's like that's the only way that the universe can get your attention right now because it wants you to be on a different path.
All right.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at it as quitting, look at it as moving forward.
That's
you have
what
a
I
dream.
Mean.
Yes. Jane, you have a dream of what you would like to do, and you and I both know that you have that. You have a fear of the dream, that the dream won't work. I don't know what the dream is, because you've never released it. But whatever that dream is, I'm going to say the universe is attempting to point you towards it right at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is the catalyst to get you to do that. And so my suggestion is look to your dream and then decide to go. And you kind of feel like in your dream that you aren't good enough to accomplish it. If I were to ask you, what is your dream? What would you say? Your dream ideal position, what would it be?
Well, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. Like, I just want to be happy.
No, actually, you already know. I'm being told you already know what that dream is. You already know. You had it as a child, and you've put it on the back burner. And you put it on the back burner because of the material world.
It feels like an outside dream to me. It feels like some kind of outdoors dream or something. But that's just my sense.
That's okay. So that to me means it's outside what you are accustomed to. Outdoor can mean it's outside the idea of the materiality of the world, that it's something different. And so my suggestion is to begin to look at that and see how that fits. And see how that fits in you today, right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask about this. Is he going to continue, you know, like throwing me under the bus, you know, like...
Yes.
this person because, like, I don't know. Like, he's really making me uncomfortable at work. And
No, he's not. You are. You're making yourself uncomfortable because of what he's doing. You have only one of two choices. You can accept the fact that that you're under assault by him. Number two, you can also accept the fact that you can choose how you feel about what he's doing.
Well,
which basically
means, yeah.
No, ignoring him is not going to work. Not going to work.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Ignoring him.
That's the problem.
Right, and it's the resistance that is creating the problem. My point is for you to move forward in your life, it's letting go of him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he thinks he's doing, and then you determine what it is that you would like to do. You are a great people person. And whatever field you go into, make sure it deals with people. Because
mm-hmm.
you're better at that. You like them, and you like helping them and knowing that you help them. So my suggestion is a simple one. Decide that there's a different path for you, and then choose to go down that path. Because you don't have to stay where you are. Yes, you've been there 10 years, but I already know that your life is in transition. It's changing. It's evolving. So be willing to evolve with it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's just, you know, having to deal with this person, not just him, but every day, because he's right in front of me. And
you're dealing with him in your own mind. You see, to him, he has nothing to deal with because he's not disturbing himself. He's disturbing you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and here's the other funny thing. All right, you're asking questions that don't relate to you. They relate to him. They're based on his own insecurities, and that has nothing to do with you. Just like the previous caller, the gal that wanted this man to love her. He's too afraid of doing that. This man's too afraid without having someone to, so to speak, bug. He needs somebody to bug if you happen to be his target. Other than that, there's not much to it.
And you're a threat. You're a threat to him also.
Yes.
In what way? I mean, he got promoted.
You're better than you are better than he is, and he knows it.
Okay. Well, like, he got promoted. But, I mean,
That's because he's a brown noser and you're not. You're not a politician.
You're not a politician.
It wasn't because he was better. It wasn't because he was better that he got promoted. It wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
It's just the fact you're not a politician.
Yeah, that's right. And he is.
I know. Right.
Yeah.
You can become a politician or you can move on. That choice is yours.
Yeah.
All right, Jane, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.
Another caller on Skype. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Hello? I guess they're no longer there. Caller
Hello?
From Skype. Yeah, oh, there you are. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Hello? 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 Well, it's kind of fun, especially when you get on Skype. You don't know if Skype's going to work or not. Skype, are you there? I hear you. Are you there? Okay, I guess not. We move on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. How are you
Long
doing?
Island. I want to see what you see with my love life.
All right, Susan, go.
Suzanne, let me take a look here. Let me just take a look. Can you say your name one time for me?
Suzanne.
Okay. Well, I see a lot of fire around you. I see that you're a fiery kind of person and that it feels like you kind of fly through things. And that you get, it feels like you get bored easily.
Yep.
But it feels like that what I see you as being like on a comet, you know, and it feels like you're going to kind of come in contact with something that's going to stop you in your tracks. And
you mean a man?
Collision kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I just went on a date 5 or 6 times with a gentleman, but and tonight was the last night, and I just told him I wanted to be friends because I don't want to use him. But people are like, oh, you're not getting any younger. You better just take what you can get. I can't do it. I'll be living a lie.
No. It feels to me like there's something that's going to happen pretty fast. Feels like that you're going to, like, collide and have sparks. I'm not sure exactly how long it will last because it doesn't, I can't really tell, but that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, I have a friend, but he's too crazy for me. And then
this is not somebody that you know. This is going to be like a boom collision kind of thing.
Well, I hope it's not a car accident.
It's definitely somebody you don't know.
All right, good. When is this going to happen?
Oh, time frames again.
Well, I don't want it 2 years from now.
No. But don't be in a hurry either.
Well,
I mean,
it feels like you need to burn through some atmosphere first.
Yeah, thanks. That's
what does that mean?
Burn up some old stuff that you refuse to let go of. No. That's defensiveness right there. Don't do that. There's stuff that a lot of us can let go of. And is it important? It can be, and it may not be. Vulnerability for you, I said this to a lady earlier today, vulnerability to you is very difficult for you to do. Love is about vulnerability, being allowing someone to get into you, and that's scary.
No, I will. I'm trying.
No, I didn't. No. I didn't say you wouldn't. I just said you're really hesitant there. It's kind of like, whoa. No. If you're gonna love just happens. And I would say take a look at your conditions. Take your conditions off of it. You're living too much out of your past. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting down to the last 60 seconds, so we're not going to be able to get too much into this or to the rest of you. Yeah, I know. We're right down to the end of the wire. Sue, how are you going to hold
it? I'm just going to bump into this.
Sue, how could people hold you?
I'm sorry,
My telephone number is 530-277-6863, and I would love to hear from you.
Do you have a website? Are you on Facebook?
Oh, srosewood.com. srosewood.com. That's about all I've got right now. This has been so much fun.
How about Facebook?
Oh, I'm on Facebook. Sue Rosewood on Facebook, yes. Thank you.
All right. I just have to wake this little girl up. Ladies and gentlemen, I realize we have callers still sitting out there waiting, but Sue will be back, and I can promise you that. And we do this every other week, So we'll be back in 2 weeks with another intuitive. So if we didn't get to you today, give us a call in a few weeks, and 2 weeks, and we'll be able to do that. Thank you so much for being with us. And Sue, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun.
All right, so. All right, well, thank you.